Hey there! Do you like comic books? Do you like superhero TV and movies? Well, come on over and check out the Capes of Lunatics podcast. We have such shows as Capes of Lunatics and Super Connectivity, where we cover everything new and current and popular in the world of superheroes. And we also have episode-by-episode reviews of the Marvel Netflix shows and a monthly discussion of everything current on the DC Comics character Nightwing. And a few other surprises all the time. So come join us for the Capes and Lunatics podcast.
I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And you're listening to the DCAU podcast. This week we are covering DC Superhero Girls Sweet Justice.
Which is another cheat, really, in terms of films.
It was released as a film that is about 46 minutes long.
Yeah, and it's clearly TV cartoon kind of, like, yeah. Quality and vibe.
So, this is a reboot of DC Superhero Girls. And outside the heroes it features, it really doesn't tie in at all.
No, I'm not sure it needed a reboot. Yeah. Like, I think it's fine as it was. And number two, I don't know if this one is... Like, I think I enjoyed the other one more. Maybe because it had more characters. Maybe because, like you said, there's only a 46-minute, very brief thing with a very basic storyline, and none of these are directed at us anyway.
Yeah.
So, it was more of a chore.
I think it's... The only thing I can maybe think is that this is like, right, you know, the old 7-year cycle rule of, right, there's a new generation of people, so we need to...
Maybe.
So... We start with a Lex Luthor advert. Basically, it's going, here are things that are important, and then we're never going to mention. And actually, it's about the one good bit of storytelling is they actually kind of do the Lex stuff in the background till the end.
Yeah.
Oh, also, one other thing with this reboot. Superhero High is no longer a thing.
Yeah, which is a shame because that was actually the fun concept, was to have them all in high school together.
Yeah. So instead, we're at Metropolis High. There are news reports about a Wonder Woman appearing. Meanwhile, we follow Barbara Gordon, who's been dropped off at school for the first time. She's rather awkward. We also see Kara being dropped off, who is in the rebellious teenager phase.
Yeah, really.
Bumble shows up and she's got stuff in bag. Someone with purple hair, which we later find out is Zatanna,
yes,
appears and has like magic. That. And also, as Barbara's walking through the halls, she hears Hal Jordan and Jessica Cruz discussing the Lantern Corps.
Yes. Well, having a little argument, really.
Yes. So, within 5 minutes, we have a food fight.
Which is ridiculous.
And Bumble, Kara, Barbara, Jessica, and Zatara end up being sent to detention. As is later, Wonder Woman, who is wearing full regalia and isn't trying to disguise herself at all.
No, she's kind of stroppy in this.
Yeah, none of them have... Barbara Gordon seems to be the only one of them that's actually kind of a nice person. Sort of.
Sort of.
A fight breaks out between them. More between Kara and Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman's shown to be a better fighter, but Kara's a lot stronger. Zatara's just not getting involved. Jessica Cruz has kind of been written as a pacifist.
Yeah, which is fine, yeah.
And Bumble's trying to run from everything. Though Zatanna's able to fix everything before the teacher catches them. punching holes through the wall and whatever else happened.
Yeah.
Barbara then tries to set up this team. Everyone's a little bit reluctant to do it.
Yeah, or super reluctant.
Yes. And we get basically about a 5 to 10 minute compilation of, here is us teaching Wonder Woman how to be a normal person between superheroing, and compilation of superhero stuff at training at a junkyard to save people. We also do see as well, whilst that's all happening, that we get to see what everyone's powers are. In fact, I think we literally get a scene of, so what are your powers? Well, my powers are this.
Yeah, they do explain them all very clearly.
Yep. And at the end of this compilation, we have someone, a chair with hands, activating something on Lex's computer.
Yes. Oh, I wonder who. Is it the villain of every superhero girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose, again, to be fair, if this is your first time watching a show like this, which I can maybe see is the point.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So a bunch of random places, which are all the places that the superhero girls were bonding at, get destroyed by robots, whilst the team go to Sweet Justice, which, as hashtag Sweet Justice is the name of this,
which is a good name for,
yep,
you know.
And it's an ice cream parlor, which Barry Allen works at, apparently.
Yeah, he's quite sweet in this, actually.
Yeah. And Wonder Woman falls in love with ice cream.
Not so much falls in love. It's a little bit kind of like she inhales it and then steals everyone else's and inhales that as well. But it's supposed to be kind of sweet because, you know, she's just tasted ice cream for the first time, but it's actually a bit obnoxious.
This seems to be, I've noticed this has shown up a few times now. It's like, yes, Wonder Woman is obsessed with ice cream.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I guess it was in the film as well, so.
So, the robots that destroyed everywhere else in Metropolis confront the owners of Sweet Justice, who say, no, we refuse the payout.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, this is something Lex has been trying to buy up as is. And we get a fight between the Sweet Justice team and a bunch of robots.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fighting's okay until you realise, right, how many robots are actually here?
I mean, it's fine. And that's not the kind of stuff I'm going to quibble about. It's like, who cares how many robots they take out?
So, anyway, their fighting ends up destroying the building that they're in. And immediately after this, the team all go, yeah, we did work as a team. We're all just going to break up now.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Because we're partway through the third episode, so we have to get all dark and sad.
Oh, yes. I forgot it was episodic.
Yeah. So, at this point, Barbara ends up realizing that it is all the robots have the LexCorp symbol on them, and she decides, oh, it must be Lex Luthor that's behind this. Which, the second she says that, it's like, okay, it's definitely Lena.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
So, the only two people that seem to be interested and continue to work together are Barbara and Wonder Woman. Unfortunately, Wonder Woman's mother arrives. It turns out that Diana didn't leave with permission.
No, she's kind of fuming.
Yes. So, we then follow Barbara back to her room, and she ends up talking to Harley Quinn.
Yeah, as you do. They're good friends, obviously.
They're good friends. And...
'cause Harley's always on, you know, friends with the good guys these days.
Yeah. And it's another instance of Tara Strong talking to herself. So, Batgirl then eventually decides, okay, we actually do need to get the band back together to save Wonder Woman. Mm. Which doesn't go well at first until Supergirl remembers that she's got Supergirl powers.
Yes, which is crazy.
And Wonder Woman is able to convince her mother to let her go.
As she probably should have from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, like, I don't care. I mean, like, her mum should stop being such a dragon. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Also, it's implied, well, not implied, it's stated that this Wonder Woman's like 300 and something years old.
Yeah, yeah. Which is a little bit creepy that she's hanging around with these teens. But yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And stealing their ice cream, I should say.
Yeah. So, we get to... It tells you how little plot there is.
I mean, there's like literally no plot to this.
So, we go to the end battle, which is that as they're flying over the pier where they all bonded at the end of the compilation, they see this army of robots is approaching, led by a huge robot, which is controlled by Lena Lufa.
Who knew she existed?
Yes, that character that literally just made a 2-second cameo at the start of the film was obviously not happy to be there. And is, if you've watched any DC superhero girls before, that was the main villain.
Yeah.
And this, it appears to be, she's like a 10, 11 year old girl, and she wants to defeat, and she wants to get all the teenagers to go away.
I mean, I can understand that feeling. I quite often want to get all the teenagers to go away.
I also understand this.
I just don't jump in a robot to do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely not. So, we then have everything spelled out that's been happening in the background. Because throughout the show, the headsets keep coming up and people are getting more and more obsessed with them, and it's basically causing them to not function. And Lena says, oh no, this was my plan. I reprogrammed the VR headsets and then destroyed all the fun places so that everyone has to use the headsets.
Oh no.
So that there's no teenagers around, which means kids can take over Metropolis.
Why not, right? Why not?
I mean, it's not the dumbest plan we've covered in the film. Let them
take over. Who cares? Go for it. Because so, I can't do a worse job.
No, they can't. So, a fight breaks out in the pier. It becomes very clear very quickly that the superhero girls are outnumbered. So they decide just to go for Lena directly. They come up with a plan, which is they're going to connect a guitar amp that's been turned up to 11.
Course, and a little Spinal Tap route nod there.
And they're going to connect that into Lena's robot suit, which will short the suit. And everyone has to work together.
I'm sure there's an easier way to do this. Like,
I'm sure, but I think it's someone at some point. We have to somehow establish that Supergirl really likes to play the electric guitar.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. Because maybe that'll come into the rest of the season that I will never watch.
Yeah. Because they are spending a lot of time kind of...
Because she's kind of dull otherwise, so they need to give her something.
Yeah, it's a very different version of the character to the one we got previously.
Yeah, it is.
So, it ends up, Bumble literally puts her hand into the plug herself to do it, because the wire gets pulled out. And it's like almost an attempt at a sacrifice, though she's instantly better, apart from she's got a streak in her hair.
Yes.
Lena gets grounded.
Which is fair. I mean, like, she should probably have a bigger punishment than that, but this is the Luther family.
Yep. Lex, on the other hand, manages to seize the opportunity to allow him to start repairing the city. And also, he gives a dirty look to the superhero girls.
Wow.
I wonder if this is going to tie into a film, into this series that we're never going to watch.
Yes, almost certainly.
Actually, there is a small part of me kinda wants to.
Well, you know, watch,
but
you
I know I'll be doing that alone. I know. Yes. I know.
I'm at the limit of my DC with the films we watch already. Like, don't push me to the child one.
That's fair. That's fair. So, 3 months later, Sweet Justice has been rebuilt, and Batgirl has built a hero cave.
Yay, because that's what she does. Well, she's part of the Bat family. They like caves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is established, no, she is actually Batgirl in this continuity. She's already working with Batman.
Yeah.
So that is Sweet Justice, which...
I mean, look, if you're a kid or you've got kids, it's a great way to introduce them to the characters.
I think once I kind of got into its vibe that it was going for, I think I got more on board with it. I think there's a little bit of, I was expecting it just to be like, it would just be DC superhero girls, but a bit like just kind of restarting the story.
Yeah, I guess I feel bad because I just started to enjoy the other one.
Yeah.
And this was just like so basic again. And I'm like, I didn't particularly like you said, they weren't particularly likable. And it was all just very basic. And it's fine because I'm not a kid. And like, but I don't really need to see more of it. It's how I feel about, you know, some of the, any animation that skews from the very young.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not for me, and that's fine. I'm also not going to waste too much time on it.
I think there's one film where they show up, which is a crossover with Teen Titans Go.
Well, that's the only characters that they'd really fit with.
And that came out last year, so
we're gonna have to watch that, is what you're saying.
It is a film, and it is actually a film. It's actually a film. It's not like a
like this.
It's not like this. It's not like a compilation of episodes. We have got a couple of compilation of episode things to go, but they were stuff like there's a Deathstroke episodic slash movie thing, but it was released as a movie.
I mean, I don't really mind. It's like these ones are aimed at kids, and that's fine. It's just like, you know, like there's no point in me like pretending that like, yeah, I'm gonna go back and watch this, because I'm not. If I had kids, I might put it on in the background.
Yeah,
it's totally inoffensive, but it's also not something that I'm gonna think about ever again.
So
it's like, I feel bad being horrible about these things, but like, you know, then they're not aimed at us. They're either good or bad, but like, we're not really the ones to judge.
Yeah.
I absolutely would put this on the background if I had kids or was babysitting or something, but
yep.
You know, I wouldn't sit and watch it with them.
Fair. So the next film that we've got coming up is Justice League versus the Fatal Five, which is technically it ties into Justice League Unlimited. It uses the same character models, though it is a standalone story. After that, we've got Batman versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
We haven't had any Batman for a while. Ready for it now.
I know.
After this, it's like all Batman, but like...
Literally, the next two movies after that are Batman as well, which is Lego DC Batman and Batman Hush.
Yeah, no, I figured.
To be fair, we then get a little bit of a break from Batman again.
Yeah, I mean, it's more of a break than you get through their live action, so...
Yes, I think we're on course for 3 or 4 different versions of Batman in the next 3 years in live action.
I know, but like there is some other stuff in there. Yeah. Like that, you know, like this is probably the most diverse DC lineup we have in terms of non-Batman coming up that just got announced. So,
and I do like the way it's kind of being build up stuff like The Brave and the Bold, Superman Legacy. I think, I'm just kind of guessing it, it looks to me like it might skew a little less dark and gritty.
Well, I mean, they have to try something, and that's the only thing they've not tried, so apart from with Shazam, which was dull. I mean, hopefully, I'm very up and down on James Gunn, so I'm more concerned about who's writing it, and the ones that he's writing, I'll remain concerned about till I see them. I mean, obviously, I love The Authority, so that's very interesting, and I love Booster Gold, so they're both very interesting, but I have a tremendous worry. Like, I think doing The Authority right now is a very strange option, while you have The Boys and Invincible out. So we'll see. You know, it depends. I presuming they're doing it because it's quite an easy win to get a gay relationship in there. But I genuinely love the power sets in The Authority, so they do it well. Very excited.
Yeah, I mean, it's... We'll see what happens. I think it's one of these things that it's very easy for some people to get really... either really excited or just to kind of...
I just feel like after the last couple of years of DC, I'm not getting excited for anything until it's actually got a release date.
One that, I mean, it is. I mean, literally, we can even get to the point now where it's like, no, the film has been made.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get released.
Yeah. Which is just crazy. But, you know, it's DC, HBO are not the only company that's done it. So,
yeah.
But it was probably some of the ones that hurt most.
Yeah. Anyway, have you appeared in any other podcasts recently?
I just did Immortal Iron Fist, Sons of the Dragon with Connor, and not that long ago did a Moon Knight with Ray, whatever, issue 19, issue 20. I don't know whichever the most recent one is. I think 19. Just going to get it.
Just whilst you're doing that. Meanwhile, we are just reaching the end of Techno Games 2002 with Rise of the Robots. We then got our 200th-ish.
Wow.
It's weird how we're not quite sure how you calculate if it's our 200th episode or not. So we're just doing, well, this is the episode after we finish with Techno Games, so it counts.
Is it not just, are they not numbered?
It depends on if you count like our introduction episode, our interview episodes, that sort of thing.
I would count them if you numbered them, but if you didn't number them,
we don't
then...
number them.
If you count
everything, it'll actually be our 201st. If you don't count interviews, it'll be like 195th. It's 200-ish.
Okay, that's
it's
good
between.
Enough.
It's rather than kind of jumping like partway through a season. Because we
it's
are
up
just...
to you to decide when your anniversary episodes are, anyway.
Exactly. But that's what's coming up.
That's cool.
Fantastic. And we will be back in a couple of weeks.
Yes. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the DCAU podcast. You can follow us on social media. We are at DCAU podcast on Twitter. Or you can email in to us with either feedback on our show or on the movies we're about to watch at DCAUpodcast@yahoo.com. The DCAU podcast is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. Thank you for listening.